This is the first of three gospel snippets I want to bring to you from John chapter 4, the end of John chapter 4. Jesus has gone back to Galilee in the north, Cana. You remember that's where he turned the water into wine at the wedding. And John calls this his first sign, proving that he is the Son of God who can save sinners, showing by these signs the illustration of the gospel. And as John says at the end of his gospel, I'm telling you these things, these seven signs he records, so that you might believe, so that you might trust and receive the Saviour as your own Lord and Saviour. And if you do believe, to go on believing, to go on trusting, to go on relying upon the Lord Jesus. Now, there was a royal official living in Capernaum, some little distance away from Cana. His boy lay sick, very sick. He was dying. And in his desperation, this man travelled to Cana. He heard that Christ was there to beg him, if you look at John chapter 4, verse 47, to beg him to come back to him, back with him to Capernaum, that Jesus might cure his boy. Jesus responds by saying, you people won't believe unless you see signs and wonders, as in the plural. People won't believe, he says, unless they see signs and wonders. Now, it's not my purpose to enter into this statement of Christ. It's the royal official's response that I'm interested in. The royal official said, sir, well, come down before my child dies. Sir, come down before my child dies. Now, that's what he said, but he didn't say it like that. He said, sir, I'm not interested in debating niceties. I don't want a discussion or a ding-dong or a verbal battle about this and that and the other. I've got a boy that's dying, and I know that you can cure him, and only you can cure him. Oh, come with me, please, I beg you. I cry to you to come and heal my boy. You see, he's crying out in distress. And that's why I'm going to call this discourse Distressed Sinners Wanted. Distressed Sinners Wanted. Because that's the picture here. In the actual episode, this man is in distress about his boy. This is how sinners come to Christ, in their distress, convicted of their sin, knowing that Christ alone can save them. And they cry to him, they call out to him, God be merciful to me, a sinner. That's their way. That's the way they come to Christ. They don't come as in some kind of public school spirit. For my American friends, public school means private school. You know, Christ is a jolly good chap, and we ought to come and have some kind of allegiance to him. And we just sort of join up in some kind of way. One of the great griefs to me about the modern evangelical church is that sinners are too happy, too secure, and the preaching of the gospel is too nice, too pleasant. It's altogether too happy an experience, and too jolly an experience, too pleasant, too much fun. No, no, my friend, distressed sinners wanted. This man was in desperation, and he cried out in desperation. Now, my friend, we're all sinners. I am. You are. We're born that way. We're all born under the wrath of God. I was. You were. And until you believe and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ, until you're washed from your sins, you're under the wrath of God. And you should cry out to Christ, the only Saviour for sinners. You should cry out in distress. Flee to him. Cry to him. Toplady had it right. Wash me, Saviour, or I die. That's Rock of Ages, Wash me, Saviour, or I die. I have no other advocate. I have no other plea. I come as a poor, wretched sinner, but in my distress I cry out. Now that's what's wanted. That's what we should preach for. Distressed sinners wanted. Are you distressed? No, well, you should be. You should be. Unless you cry to Christ for mercy, you will never be saved. Can you take him or leave him? Then you have no idea about being saved. You must come to Christ as a poor, desperate, distressed sinner. Oh, come to him in that way, I plead with you. May God use this discourse to bring distress to people in the sense that they know they're sinners and they come to Christ as this royal official did, begging, pleading, crying out to Christ. May you come, my friend. That is my purpose in doing this gospel snippet, Distressed Sinners Wanted.